This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The second question that we have, it's a very difficult question. SubhanAllah, brother Ali from Vancouver, he mentions that he knows of a couple that was happily married for a few years. A few years have gone by since the marriage. Then the husband discovers that his wife had some type of un-Islamic relationship, with another person before marriage. You get the point what I'm trying to say here. Now the husband is devastated and heartbroken. He doesn't know if he can continue, and he's asking that is the marriage valid, knowing that she had a previous relationship, and then the nikah was performed. And now what advice, would I give him?
وما أرسلنا من قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون.
So this is a very difficult emotional question. At the same time, we have to be very clear here. As for the validity of the nikah, as for the concept that the nikah was correct or incorrect, dear brother, please don't go there at all. There is no question that the nikah was valid. Whatever sins were done at a previous point in one's life, it doesn't affect the validity of the nikah. The nikah contract has its own conditions. And as long as those conditions were met, which inshallah they were, because you were saying this, you were married for many years. So I'm assuming that again, everything was met. The mahar, the witnesses, everything was done there. So if there was a haram relationship in the past, that has nothing to do with the validity of the nikah. So please don't let shaitan whisper to you and make something, different in this regard. The nikah is valid. Now, a number of questions arise. One of the questions that arises is that in hindsight, should a partner who has had an un-Islamic relationship, and of course you understand what I mean here, and to be explicit, because it is a sensitive question, I mean that a person has actually engaged in zina and done something that is completely beyond a major sin. Obviously, as for minor sins, these are not things that should be told to anybody. And who amongst us has not committed minor sins, a flirtation or whatnot? This is something that, it is something that, not to justify it, but again, this is human nature that things happen of this nature. And to make this a major issue, to have feelings for somebody or whatnot, this is something we should ignore completely. However, in this case, there was an actual physical relationship with another person, and now the husband discovers this so many years later that in the past, his wife had this type of relationship. So the question now, in hindsight, should she have told her husband to be before the marriage? Or the other way around, suppose it was the husband who had a haram relationship with a lady, and now he is proposing to a sister. The sister is pious, she's been, mashallah, protecting herself from marriage, but he has fallen short. Should he confess his sins? Should he go tell her? Or, again, both ways, gender is irrelevant. By the way, dear brothers and sisters, gender in this case is irrelevant. The sin is the sin. The sin of the man, the sin of the woman, it is exactly the same. The sin of zina is equally reprehensible upon a man and upon a woman. In this particular case, the question I'm getting has it that the female had a relationship, but in reality, it doesn't matter which gender had a relationship. Should either of these partners have confessed to the other? And the response might shock you, but in reality, we say, if there has been genuine repentance, then no, you should not tell the person necessarily. It is not a requirement, but you may choose to do so. You may opt to do so. The prerogative is up to you as the individual, that if you feel that it is in your best interest to inform your partner to be, you may gently hint at it without being explicit, and then see if your partner wants to take that and press you further. So for example, if such a situation arises, you may say that, look, I want to be very clear here that I have done things in the past that I regret and I ask Allah's forgiveness for, and you can be honest and say, and I would rather not say them explicitly. Leave it at that. Now your partner to be says, I want to know, tell me. It's up to you. You can say, I don't want to tell you, and it's up to you now whether you want to propose or not. Or you can confess and say, okay, if you're insisting, I want to tell you, but with the caveat that I've repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the general rule, dear Muslim or Muslimah, when you've committed a sin and you've repented from that sin, you cover it up. You don't go tell other people about it. You don't go and expose the sin to other people. It's a private sin between you and Allah. You did something wrong, you regret it, repent to Allah. There are certain timings where it might be beneficial to say something to somebody. And that's your own situation, you know. So, she did not necessarily do anything wrong by not telling you of her past if she had completely repented. So, whether she should have said it or not, it's up to her, and she did not do something wrong by covering it up. But she could have told you, and it's a two-way street. You know, the man would have also said to his wife to be if he had done something of this nature. It is up to them. Now, another point before I move on is that I have said this a lot of times when I give lectures to younger audiences, college age, you know, young men and women, or even teenagers these days, and I've said to them, you know, you guys need to think long and hard about playing around, about these types of relationships, because they will come back to haunt you. It's not easy getting married with baggage behind you. It's not easy. It will scar you. Every single haram relationship that you have, every single relationship that crosses the red line. And again, there are things like to have feeling for somebody. This is completely halal if you don't act upon it. To have a crush, we call it. To have, you imagine, I wish I could marry this person. I mean, this is human nature. If you didn't have this, maybe something's wrong with you. That's completely halal. That's innocent. You don't have to act upon it. You don't have to tell anybody about it. You know, to go a little bit more than this and do minor sins, you know, this is not good and healthy. And, you know, may Allah forgive if anything like that has happened. But definitely to cross the red line and to actually engage in zina, wal'iyadu billah, you are scarring yourself. And you will have repercussions in your own life. And I say this to every young man and young woman and everybody out there, that this is not a light matter. That you are going to potentially harm the relationship that is going to be for the father of your with the father of your children, the mother of your children, your life partner is going to be harmed because of what you did as a 20, 21-year-old, 22-year-old. So it's not trivial. And save and protect yourself for your partner. It will be better for you and it will be better for your partner as well. And the love and the joy and the happiness that comes when two people have protected themselves for each other, and the happiness that they discover, and the joys and the intimacy and the love that happens between two people that have discovered each other's love and not been with other partners, that is a totally separate level. And that is the Islamic goal. That is the Islamic point of view. So my honest advice to all young men and women is that it's not just a question of few weeks or even some hours, a'udhu billah, of just fun and that's it. No, it is a lifelong repercussion. And we see this in this question here. SubhanAllah, we have here a couple that apparently everything is going fine. Everything is fine, you know, a happy marriage. The wording used in the question is that we had a happy marriage, and then this discovery is made, and now everything comes shattering down. Save yourselves the hassle of being put in such an awkward situation, and don't do that. So that's another piece of advice here. Now, the other advice the brother says, that what should he do now? Like, he feels as if his whole world is shattered now, because obviously he feels betrayed. Now, first thing that we need to do is that nobody can make this decision other than you. It's a very difficult decision, and really you have to think long and hard. I ask and advise you to pray istikhara, and then to ask your immediate, those who know about this. Or if nobody else knows, by the way, then don't tell anybody, because your partner has done a sin that nobody knows, then it's not your job to go and expose that sin to anybody else, anybody else. If you feel you must, get advice from one or two people whom you very much trust, try to be generic, even if they will understand. Say, what would you do if you found out? that your spouse. Don't say, I found out, because there is no need to expose the sins of anybody else. Now she is your wife. There is an extra layer of protection due upon you that there's no need to go tell anybody else. So my advice is, you don't even tell anybody else. But if you must get advice, then speak generically and don't speak specifically. And we all understand when you speak generically, the person will understand, but you have not done specifically mentioned your wife by name. But pray istikhara and do istishara, as I've said in many, many lectures. Now, in the end of the day, dear brother, or dear sister, if it's another way around, because again, it's a two-way street here. Nobody can force you to remain or to leave. This is a general rule. Marriage is not like a binding contract on either party. Even, you know, a man or a woman, for any reason, if there's a legitimate reason, they may work to dissolve the marriage. You know, no doubt for a man it is easier in Islamic fiqh, but even in a lady can dissolve the marriage if she really wants to. She's not satisfied completely and she really, you know, for whatever reason, and in this case she would have a legitimate reason as well, that if she felt betrayed or whatnot, that her husband had done this and she had, you know, protected herself, she would have a legitimate case to say, look, I feel uncomfortable, etc. And that's her prerogative. So nobody can force a person to remain in a marriage they don't want to. At the same time, you yourself have said from your own email, you were saying that it was a happy marriage until this discovery was made. Now, I don't know the details, but I'm assuming that the discovery happened by accident, by perchance, that something must have come up and, you know, whatever it came out. It wasn't something that, was persistent, right? Now, obviously, it goes without saying, by the way. It goes without saying that if either partner discovers that their partner is currently engaged in these types of things, or they have contact with a previous partner and they're still texting and, you know, doing indecent messages and or even more than this, that is a whole different issue. And I'm not discussing that issue at all. That issue, without a doubt, it is much more problematic, and the default in that case might be a divorce. The default might actually be a divorce, in that meaning that you should think primarily of divorce and then see why you should not divorce by confronting your partner and just being honest, saying, look, I've discovered this and that. So that we're not even discussing. According to your email, it appears to me this is a past incident. It happened 8-9 years ago. Now you've been married like 6-7 years, right? It happened way before the marriage, before she knew you, before anything, and she was involved with somebody, and now that person has nothing to do in her life, and you've discovered this by whatever reason. However it was discovered, it was discovered. Now, as I said, nobody can force you to remain. At the same time, dear brother, you yourself have said that the marriage was good and happy, and if it is pretty clear to you that your wife has repented, your wife has moved on, then there is no doubt that the better thing for you is also to accept that repentance. If Allah is going to forgive her, inshallah, which He will, if she's repentant, then why can't you? And find it in your heart to move on and to forgive and to forget and to cover up. That is really the better thing to do. And I'm asking you a blunt question, dear brother in Islam, that are you 100% innocent before you accuse anybody? Have you done nothing in your life that you regret? Imagine if your wife or anybody held you to a mistake that you did 10 years ago. Imagine if for the rest of your life, every time something happened, you walked into the doors of a employment or whatnot, and they said, oh, remember that mistake you did when you were, you know, 18, 19. How would you feel? You're going to say, I know I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I moved on. Well, like you would like to be forgiven for a mistake, also forgive others that are, again, underline this, bold it, italicize it. For those that are genuinely repentant, a past mistake. Again, we are not talking about a persistent current mistake. That is something else altogether. We're talking about something that happened long time ago. And clearly, it looks like to me that, you know, she has moved on. She has repented. She's turned over a new leaf. And if she has demonstrated that she is repentant and she is no longer, like this, then why go back and bring this up? You as well, forgive. And also, let me also tell you something, dear brother in Islam, that this incident that you've discovered, in reality, it could be something that is an opportunity to make your marriage very, very strong and to solidify your marriage. How so? And I know some of you are going to be shocked. How so? Subhanallah, your wife, no doubt, you know, she feels, you know, guilty for what she has done. She feels vulnerable. She feels that she has committed a mistake, and she has committed a mistake. Now, what is your good response? If your response is to accept her with her past mistakes and to give her another chance, what you are doing is that you are accepting her with her past mistake, and you're validating, you're making her feel that she has another chance, and she knows she has that chance, and she's inshallah not going to mess up inshallah ta'ala. You are empowering her. You're telling her, you know what, you know, I'm not perfect, you're not perfect, you know, you had a mistake and I'm sure I have some mistakes as well. Let's make this work together. What you're doing is that you will, believe it or not, increase the love that she has for you, the respect that she has for you, and she will inshallah ta'ala, inshallah, I don't know either of you, I'm just assuming this is human psychology. Every decent person will feel this way, that if you give them a chance, if they made a mistake, you give them a chance, they're going to work double the effort. They're going to work even harder to make sure that they don't disappoint you. It is likely that because of this, your marriage might actually take a turn for the better, because your wife now has been empowered by you. You have come to her, she was vulnerable, and instead of turning your back, you validated, you embraced, you said, you know what, we made a mistake, you made a mistake, let's, you know, be Yusuf here. Yusuf alayhi salam, when he said to his brothers, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم, really, what the brothers of Yusuf did to Yusuf is worse than this, relationship. They tried to murder their brother. They threw their brother into the well. They sold him into slavery. Can you imagine a seven-year-old kid and they threw him into the well? Can you imagine that? And yet, when the end of the story happens, what does Yusuf say? لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. There is no sin on you today. Allah shall forgive you. If Yusuf can forgive his kidnappers that are his brothers, and can forgive those who sold him into slavery, and can forgive those who threw him into a well, inshallah, me and you can forgive someone, you know, our partners, if they have done something wrong in a past life. It's not even right now. And again, I stress, I'm not talking about right now. If this were right now, it's a whole different scenario. And then different situations applies. But this is something in the past. So my advice to you, dear brother, is that nobody can force you to remain. But at the same time, I ask you to be the better person now. I ask you to find it in your heart to forgive, to move on, with the condition that your partner has repented and there is no contact with this person. Again, I stress, if there has been constant contact and messages and emotional, even if it's emotional support with this person, this is a red flag. And honestly, I don't like to say this, but in such a situation, the default would be to divorce, unless there is extenuating circumstances that she or he can explain. Otherwise, no. But if it's something that happened long time ago and there's been complete cut off and she has repented, etc., etc., then the better thing to do, inshallah ta'ala, would be to forgive and to turn over a new leaf and to ask Allah's forgiveness for her and to show her that really you are giving her another chance, and the both of you, inshallah, will work on that. And by the way, again, I stress, this question posed to me was of a lady that had done this sin. In reality, the same situation is the opposite. If the lady had discovered her husband had a friendship in the past that crossed the red lines, that a relationship with a lady, the same things that I've said here would apply to her as well. In this regard, the sin of either gender is the same, and the feeling of you know, pain, is the same between the both of them. So they have the option, and I would recommend both partners, if they're able to forgive something of the past and move on, then they should do that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
روحا وريحانا بقولك كون.